Earlier this month, Governor Steve Sisolak announced he was cutting red tape to help bolster Nevada's healthcare workforce during the COVID-19 pandemic. Sisolak's directive waives certain licensing requirements and allows providers like doctors, nurses, and medical students to assist with the response. Lauren Evans attends the University of Nevada Reno School of Medicine and is training to be an ear, nose, and throat doctor. She was in the middle of a rotation and months away from graduation, but now she finds herself helping with the medical workforce. She shares her story with KUNR.
I'm Lauren Evans. I'm a fourth year. So I was actually on my last rotation of medical school. My last rotation was vascular surgery. And so I remember all of the patients coming in for vascular problems, but only wanting to talk about COVID-19. And for a while, I was pretty scared being in the hospital, but then they canceled all medical school rotations and I did an assignment to make up my missing time. So right now, although I'm not in medical school rotations anymore, I'm helping out with the COVID response in Nevada. So I'll stay here all the way until I have to move to California to start residency. I think all of the medical students were pretty bummed to be dismissed from clinical rotations because that's like our favorite part of medical school. And our administration sent out this email saying, hey, we want volunteers to do all of these things from answering phones to childcare of physicians, all the way to, you know, suiting up in the hazmat suits and testing patients for COVID. Kind of being the thrill seeker I am, I said, well, I want to swab people. I want to actually be out there, hopefully making a difference, testing people. I have experience doing nasopharyngeal procedures because of my specialty and my previous training. And I thought, perfect. This is a great opportunity for me to, you know, get involved and hopefully be able to relieve some of the other healthcare workers. So at the Washoe County Health District, it's a drive-through service. They come in their cars. They're directed by the sheriff's office volunteers to come over to the testing area. I approach them. I have them sign a consent. I have them blow their nose first, and then I explain the procedure to them. This is what I say to the patients. I say, I'm going to test your nasopharyngeal secretions for COVID-19. I'm going to insert this long Q-tip into both of your nostrils all the way back where the nose meets the throat. That's what the nasopharynx is. It's going to be very uncomfortable. I've had it done myself multiple times and it's not very enjoyable. It may feel like a tickle, but it should not hurt. Side effects may include watery eyes, coughing, sneezing, gagging. Someone did throw up on me the other day. And occasionally a bloody nose. I've had a few bloody noses as well. And so then I insert the Q-tip. It looks like a long Q-tip pretty much, straight back all the way to the back of their nose. I want to get 10 seconds of contact from that Q-tip to the nasopharynx. So it seems like I'm torturing people, but I'm really not. I'm just trying to get a good sample. And I twirl it around in the nasopharynx on one side. I take it out. And then I do the same thing again on the other side, in the other nostril. And I apologize for torturing them. And then those specimens are sent to the Nevada State Public Health Laboratory, which is on the UNR campus. And there is when they're tested for COVID-19. And it usually is taking about 2 days to get the results back. My father is an anesthesiologist. So he's also working on the front lines in Las Vegas. He definitely worries about me. I worry about him too. But of course, my mom, she is very supportive, but also very worried. So, and understandably so. It's scary and my family is afraid for me, but they're also very proud of me and they're very supportive in every way. I really want to continue helping out. I'm excited to start residency. I'm excited to help these people. This is why we went into the profession in the first place. We want to give all of ourselves to our patients, to other people. And I mean, I am excited to go into this profession where we can actually have such a large impact on patients' lives, and we should look at it in that perspective.
That was UNR fourth-year medical student Lauren Evans speaking with KUNR's Autumn Gray. This story was produced with support from the Mick Hitchcock Project for Visualizing Science, which is part of the Reynolds School of Journalism.